regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So this is very special because last year there were some things going on just in his personal life that he couldn't be here. He was actually out of state when we stopped in Bridgeport. But how in the world do we come to Bridgeport and not have Joe Ganim?
Oh, I'm so delighted to be here. And by the way, the personal stuff was all good stuff.
It was all good stuff.
Yeah,
nothing
it wasn't
bad.
Like
I didn't want a lobotomy
or something.
No, that didn't happen. Unless you're like breaking news right now. No, it was very celebratory things. But I wanted to keep your personal life personal. But I'm so glad that you are here, Mayor. There's no way we could come to Bridgeport and not talk to the mayor.
I'm just like bowled over having. Obviously had a chance to get back in the Knicks here. I mean, it's just, it's Frankie's Diner, but Knicks the owners, we know. And it just kind of convinced a little bit about everything's going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I think I got a pretty full list when we start talking about things that are going on in the city. And then, you know, in a positive way and other quality of life stuff, all the stuff that's going on right in this neighborhood in the city of Bridgeport. So thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
I'm going to tell everyone that I'm looking at my new Melissa cup. It says Melissa in the Morning.
I better see pictures of you in your office drinking
absolutely.
Out of that cup.
And it's the kind of cup that has a good feel to it, and it's tall enough so you can get enough coffee in it, and you can even take it in the car. And then I have my...
Your jar opener. You know, whatever you want to call it. You're so funny. You're the first person since getting these cups that was like, oh, this is going to work for my cup holder in the car.
No one
has said that. I love that you noticed that, Mayor.
Yeah, I spill things a lot. But other than that, yes. So it's a pleasure to be with you anywhere, but especially right here this morning.
Yeah, it's nice to be face-to-face as well. Let's get into it. Because you had a huge, I thought, State of the City address that just happened. And what would you say are some of the key takeaways?
You know, it's interesting, the behind the scenes on, like, the State of the City. And I say that because it's a generic term. It applies to every city if they do them. The State of the State, the governor gives every year. The State of the Union, you know, the president gives. So it's like what we do as an administration is we say, stop, you know, pause for a minute. Where are we? What have we kind of accomplished, haven't accomplished? What were our goals? And what is it that we want to talk and share with the largest audience community that we'll get, obviously with the aid of the press, but the largest in, we had over 340 people come in person representing some of Bridgeport's best organizations, you know, the banks and the nonprofits and the business leaders. And be able to talk about... We, as an administration, it was funny when we got done, we verbalized probably what we had felt in past years, but more so this year is, wow, that was kind of invigorating. Not who delivered or what delivered, I don't mean that, but to hear the content. And then, you know, with the displays of the tearing down of Remington, you know, and looking at the shot tower as a historic part of the city that's been retained while the other 10 acres are now prepared for new exciting development, whatever, you know, the imagination might bring to that site right in this part of the city, or Steel Point going up finally vertical with like some of the most exciting waterfront housing, I don't know where.
Yeah.
You look at that and you go, wow, I just would love to just go up and take a look out the window. Imagine living there. So, you know, just as a couple of dots. So it was exciting. Everybody got kind of pumped up. And so we pulled together, what we try to do is pull together the stuff that really is important to the city, mostly focused on economic development. And I say that because of the audience. Not like, and we do talk quality of life, and we do talk education, and we do talk, of course, public safety. But
Bridgeport is changing. I think it's getting new life, Mayor, and we've been seeing that slowly. I mean, you talk about the amphitheater, for example, but now, you know, when you look at Steel Point and what that's becoming and the August that's coming, the soccer stadium, we talked about that with Andre Swanston recently. I mean, there's a lot of life coming back to Bridgeport.
So you saying that with your enthusiasm reminds me of I said, I'm going on tomorrow morning, Danielle and Ro, what is it that, you know, you want to talk about? And Rowena, Mayor, you just think of all the things you couldn't even pack into your State of the City address. I mean, come on. Let's go through it. And don't forget to mention that the power plant's coming down and we're doing this right at the amp there.
Okay, Mayor, you know? We got to talk about that. Ro didn't like that. I don't know if she liked
she
your impression of her. Oh, yeah, she can hear. The whole diner can hear you, Mayor. It's not just the people in their cars,
okay, I'll have
my
to
guy.
Behave. I'm sorry. I should have worn a necktie.
Wait, so
right?
When is that coming down, Mayor? Because, man, you know people are
so,
all reacting
so
to that.
The light, yeah, the latest, by the way, it's very exciting. And it's where the stack separate discussion, but it's a page turner.
Yeah.
In one of the most visible ways for Bridgeport. I mean, the opportunity to, you know, we had to tackle that plan. I take some credit or responsibility when, you know, it was like, hey, we can finally close down the last coal burning plant.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
We don't know the impacts of what might have spewed out of there over generations.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
Right, right, right.
And so to see that transition and then to say, wait a minute, you know, Bridgeport's history was very prominent as an industrial center along, you know, and that was kind of, that's an icon for better or for worse. And so it's coming down and the transformation of the waterfront with that. I think it's close to 30 acres. It's just going to be.
I think what it's going to become is huge. Where is that? It's just going to be knocked down. Is it going to be just like, or are we going to use that for something? Okay, can we use that steel for something? I don't know. Put it in a museum or something. I don't know. Something.
So what I learned was, and there was a lot of scuttle over whether or not it was going to be the same morning as Soundside, which is like our.
That's why it got pushed back, right?
Yes, and a plug for Soundside. It's the largest, you know, waterfront musical gathering anywhere around. On a venue that's just
unbelievable. Yeah, we love you, Howard Safan.
Really, he's
the best.
As gruff as he can be, he's a doer and he gets it done. Hopefully you heard me call him gruff, right?
He's a good guy. We
no,
love
he's
Howard.
A great guy. Yeah, great. Yeah. And Jimmy is too. And, you know, so it's, and they want to keep doing more and more in Bridgeport, which
totally.
Is exciting.
We love that.
And we do too. So
so that got pushed back because of that. Soundside.
And you
sure.
know, it was interesting. We met with the developers that morning. The demolition crew and the team that was selected to do this by the state, and there's almost $23 million of state money going in there, which we greatly appreciate, and they developed it prominently with housing. But they said, Joe, you should also know, you talk about imploding. There's actually two implosions. So the plant itself, which is steel,
yes,
they're going to implode.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a minute, you don't normally implode steel, you know, cinder block and so on and building bricks. But they said, no, I guess they undermine the integrity of the steel.
Okay.
And then they blow it up.
Right.
And it tips over on its side and that's how they take it apart. So it's interesting.
Okay.
So, and then they had the question of, so the shot tower.
Right.
I'm not the shot tower. What do you call it? The smokestack.
The smokestack. Yeah. Smokestack. The candy cane stack
candy
is what
cane.
I like to call it. Yes.
The candy cane
you love
stack
that. Yes.
Is actually a second, separate implosion.
You're
interesting, right? So.
But I want a piece of that steel.
Yeah, well, the steel or the bricks?
We should auction pieces of it. No, I want to see red and white.
Look,
I don't know. I want to keep it.
You're
like, keep your cup.
No, I get the cup, you get a brick.
Right?
Or
I think you get
steel.
A red and white cup, and I want some red and white.
From the candy cane.
I do. I want some of the candy cane.
So it's interesting. Walking, as we sat here before, we're going to talk in Frankie's Diner, which is just fantastic. We were just talking about whether the mural projects in the city of Bridgeport and how more of those are going up. And I was like, well, you know, you'd have to have a reason to disrupt what are the plans of this existing developer who's a private developer funded by the state. And it's like, can we do a mural on there? Can you do this? Can you do that? So, you know, there's some idea. There's time for people to have ideas. But for a better idea, I think it's like we should just get out of the way and let the beauty of that site be unveiled, if you will, when you clear it.
Yeah.
It's just a prominent site. So I'm excited about that, too.
And the mayor thought he was probably going to leave after one. I had to have a couple more minutes with you, Mayor Ganim.
I want more, and I got more coffee.
See, there you go. That's all it takes. Mayor Joe Ganim is here. There's no way we could stop in Bridgeport without talking to the mayor. And, Mayor, what's nice about the diner is we get to have more light and very, I think, communal conversation. And so we are in the midst of the summer season. You've got a lot. I mean, it's the Park City. You've got parks and beaches. What do people need to know? What's open? All that good
stuff.
And
that's so cool. The arches down at Seaside Park, if you've been down there, have created, and they're repairing them, you know, we created a detour. So bear with us. They promised me they'll be open by July 4th, that weekend. Because I was like, can't you open them, like, during the day, because you're not working on them on the weekends, you know, that's when we get the traffic. And they're like, well, the scaffolding, and if something falls. So I said, look, I don't want to.
Just knock it out.
Just get it done.
Right.
Get it done. So they're going to do that. Obviously, the parks are open. Get your park stickers. People know the drill as to that. And, you know, we've been, and I want to thank the police department, and I want to thank the residents for, especially the Black Rock area, for their indulgence, because sometimes there's a lot of noise coming off of Seaside, and so the police said, look, if it gets too crowded, and sometimes you get too many, no disrespect to out-of-town or out-of-staters, you know, you're welcome to our park, but don't, like, make it, like, an uncomfortable experience for everybody else in the
park.
Yeah,
no.
So it's like shut it down earlier. Don't let it get crazy. And they've been able to do that. But, you know, seasonally, I think we're looking forward to a great summer. We got a lot of programs. I was at a program at the Hall Neighborhood House last night for one of the basketball programs. Hundreds of kids there just living it up. I remember it was like when I was a kid.
That's awesome.
We used to go to the North End Boys Club and just play sports
sure.
all summer. So that is going on too. So I feel good about that. I want to say I came to a community meeting over here on the east side a couple weeks ago with the chief. And I wanted the Chiefs are coming on. I thought you meant the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's the city of Bridgeport. Police
I prefer
chief
these guys. Sorry, champion. I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I'm much more a fan of these guys over here. I thought, yes, I see you, Chief Edwards. Yeah, this guy's like the Kansas City Chiefs are coming. I'm like, no, your Chiefs are coming. I know,
Chiefs
right?
Even better than
seriously,
the Kansas City Chiefs,
honestly, so. Yes.
And
that's
they're doing
what I
a great job.
Chiefs, yeah.
And you know, we got peppered with questions, but they were quality of life. They were about the not to minimize them. They were about the tractor trailers and noise. And I want you to know that we're focused on that in every part of the city. We think we're at the point now. We just sworn another 27 new Bridgeport police recruits. You know, thank God that we have so many people that are willing to serve in such an important role in our local government. So so we're focused on that. Well, people know that. Cleaning the city, beautifying the city, building the tax base. You know that, you know all this stuff. I want people to know we're focused on it hard, but I want people to enjoy their summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to graduations tomorrow. All, you know, like five graduations, so 8 in the morning is, and then the last one is Central High School. So I look
That's
forward
awesome.
To that. And I'm not maybe that inspirational of a speaker, but I like to go there and give them, you know, I'm older now, so I give them a little perspective and love to rethink of what it was like, you know, coming out with the world as your, you know, hopefully your opportunity to do whatever it is you want to be and, as I say, live the American dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor Joe Ganim, always a pleasure to chat with you. And I'm really glad that, honestly, the legislative session is over as well, because we can get back to some of our conversations on the air when you usually come on Wednesdays. I know I've kind of put you on the back burner because there's a lot happening up in Hartford, as you know, but we're slowing things down now that the session's over.
So now I'm going on the front burner?
Oh, sure. Oh, no, you stay on the front burner, Mayor Ganim.
Or into the fire.
Right? No, listen, but you're always a team player, and I always appreciate that you're willing to come on the show and talk about things.
Thank you so much for what you do, all listeners, and I look forward to it any and every Wednesday. So thanks so much.
Awesome. Mayor Ganim, thank you so much, and we will talk again, not in the diner, but we'll talk again on the air very, very soon.